This is the Toronto Today podcast. I'm your host, Greg Brady.
We've talked about car thefts a fair bit on the show. And the last time we had our next guest on, he had just come back from a visit to the Port of Montreal. And though, you know, harder for me to explain what I saw in the video that he made from the Port of Montreal, bottom line is we can at least put a major dent in a lot of the organized crime that steal and organized criminals that steal our cars. Container scanners are essential at this port. And right now, it's the second largest port we have. And there's just been a reluctance, a hesitance. And I don't know that we can have apathy anymore about it. Insurance rates are going to skyrocket. It's taxing our police, who have, to be honest, bigger things and bigger criminals to smash. It's a big deal if your car gets lifted out of a driveway, no question about it. So yesterday he met with the Prime Minister of our country, Justin Trudeau, and we'll evaluate as to whether there's progress there. He's the Mayor of Brampton. Joining us now, he is Patrick Brown. Great to have you on.
Greg, always a pleasure to be on your show.
Yeah. Well, tell me what this visit was like yesterday. You did, a while back at the Albany Club, suggest the federal government was lacking courage to force the Port of Montreal to accept these. How does that land with the federal government? Like, you got a sense of urgency about this, and I'm sure you made that clear yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I've been very critical of the federal government when it comes to auto theft and how it's related to break and enter, and of course how this is a gift to organized crime. We're looking at potentially $2 billion in auto thefts last year, which is going directly to organized crime, funding some of the most heinous criminal activity in our country. You know, but you can't just criticize, you have to come up with solutions. So my request of the federal government was, let's sit down and talk about how we can solve this. I'll work with anyone to make life safer in Brampton and the GTA. And they took up my offer and said, you know, come and visit us and go over ideas. And so I did. You know, my pitch in Ottawa with the Minister of Justice, the Minister of Public Safety, and the Prime Minister himself was, if you install scanners in the Port of Montreal, if you put scanners in the intermodal hubs in Brampton and Vaughan, it will change the game. Instead of it being high reward, low risk, it will make it high risk for organized crime to smuggle criminal goods. I also pitched them on having a higher threshold for property crimes when it comes to bail. A lot of these kids stealing cars are let out almost immediately, and we need to change that. If you look at the gold heist we had a few weeks ago, where everyone was arrested in the largest gold heist in Canadian history, the police did a marvelous job, you know, getting those responsible. But everyone was let out on bail.
You saw the guy was at the gym the next day, getting a sweat on.
The reason being, they're property crimes. Even $20 million of gold is property crimes. We don't have a high threshold in Canada when it comes to holding someone in custody for property crimes, no matter the severity. And so I was asking the government raise the threshold for serious property crimes, especially as how they intersect with other crimes. You know, in the gold heist, it was funding guns. In the case of car thefts, it's also funding guns and drugs. Yeah. The last thing I pushed them on, and they were very open to this, which is encouraging, was I want them to deputize local police to have jurisdiction at the intermodal hubs in the ports. This is what our police have been asking for. It doesn't cost the government of Canada anything. And literally, I said to the Prime Minister and the Public Safety, I've got an idea here that's not going to cost you a penny. And right now, if a Toronto police officer, a Peel police officer, a York police officer is tracking an auto theft ring and it takes them to the intermodal hub, which is where they go, it takes them to the Port of Montreal, they're not allowed to enter without a warrant. By the time they get a warrant, the stolen goods are long gone. And so we need to change this. We need to deputize them to give them the legal right to continue the pursuit of their investigation. And so, I am encouraged in the sense that they weren't saying no. They were saying yes to all of this. I think we're going to get some good news on a few of these topics in the weeks and months to come. But for me, it just goes back to the urgency. You know, every week that we allow auto theft to surge in our country, we are allowing organized crime to become more profitable.
Yeah. Once you succeed at something, if you're on the wrong side of it, you might keep going back to the same well over and over again. And there's not much. Yeah, there just isn't much deterrent right now in terms of police response, no fault of their own, or in terms of incentive. I want to ask you about this Vaughan Intermodal Terminal. And I think it's significant because most people think, Patrick, as you know, that if iCar goes missing, it's going to be at the Port of Montreal by sunset the next night. But this place here has 500,000 containers, 550 acres, and some of these cars are ending up in Vaughan before they go overseas as opposed to Montreal.
Yeah, there's two major intermodal hubs, rail lines that go directly to the Port of Montreal. There's one in Brampton run by CN, and there's one in Vaughan run by CP. And what's happening is you see organized crime putting them into shipping containers because they know this is a blind spot. They know that police don't have jurisdiction here. And so, you know, never underestimate how sophisticated or organized crime is. If there's loopholes in the criminal code, if there's loopholes in jurisdiction, they will drive a truck through that loophole. And in this case, literally tens of thousands of stolen cars. And so they're taking advantage of it. And you know, I have constituents who would tell me, I can see my tracking device. I can see my, you know, my AirPods.
And it's still in the GTA, right?
And it's at the intermodal hub and the police can't enter.
Yeah.
So we got to fix this.
This $3.5 million for four scanners, Port of Montreal, one each in Brampton and the CP terminal in Vaughan. Again, I mean, I'll be the one to say it. The federal government has that money, and I cannot believe you'd be saving the insurance industry and consumers so much more than $3.5 million. So you're hoping for good news on the scanners, and soon, it sounds like.
Yeah, they were saying yes. You know, they've had some pushback, obviously, with CBSA and the port, and in some cases, even the rail lines. But, you know, I'm convinced this is going to get done. And if it doesn't get done, I'm going to keep on frustrating them by talking about it on radio and TV. Sometimes the squeaky wheel gets attention, and I'm not going to let up about auto thefts because I know it's terrorizing our residents.
You mentioned we brought up Mayor Chow. We brought up some of the other mayors. Are you getting proper responses from them as well? I'm telling you, I don't think anybody's been out there as much. And I can tell you 416/Toronto residents are appreciative of how outspoken you've been and how critical you've been. You've made this a priority. What are you hearing from some of the other mayors? And to be honest, do they need to become as vocal as you are?
Well, first of all, I want to thank the chiefs of police and the police association. They've been the ones who've been sort of sounding the alarm bells on this first. And you know, they're on the front lines. That's why I really think we need to take their call seriously. In terms of other mayors, I can tell you that Mayor Del Duca in Vaughan immediately reached out and said, how can I help? Mayor Chow in Toronto said, if you go to the Port of Montreal again, she'd be interested in coming and doing a tour. So, you know, I think the more voices we have, the more powerful our argument's going to be. And so, you know, I am getting the support from other mayors, and, you know, we're not going to let up on this.
I bring it up because it just doesn't feel like this is something about ideology or parties or political lines. Again, municipal politics frees people of some of that, but it's hard to believe that no matter what people might disagree on, even if they disagree, maybe even on sentencing and bail, Patrick, the idea of having the technology there to prevent criminals from doing this over and over again in increasing numbers, I feel like that crosses any kind of political distinctions.
Absolutely agree. And I think that's part of the beauty of municipal public service is that you're not, there's no barriers when it comes to a partisanship, that you can just embrace good ideas no matter where they come from. And so, yeah, we are having a lot of collaboration on this. I got this motion and advocacy through our Big City Mayor's Caucus unanimously. So there's been no pushback, only offers of help. We just need to make sure it gets executed, not just talked about in Ottawa.
We'll watch for that good news. Patrick, thanks so much for the time this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Patrick Brown, mayor of Brampton. Met with Prime Minister Trudeau yesterday, has called them out publicly, sat down with him, and he says they're amenable to moving a lot more quickly on this. I know for some, you'll say too little too late. I lost a car. My neighbor lost a car. I don't even want a car anymore because it'll get stolen. There's a lot of opinions on that, but someone's doing something and saying something. And he's been first and foremost. Well, I'll find something to yell at him about some other time, but I'm right on board with this one.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Today podcast. We drop the highlights of the daily show every weekday morning at 11 a.m. Don't forget, you can hear the entire show on the radio, at home, on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa or say, hey, Google, play 640 Toronto or Toronto Today. You can hear us on between 5:30 and 9 weekdays on 640 Toronto. Have a great day.